listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Action is needed to address the housing crisis in the Central Highlands, with essential workers struggling to put a roof over their heads. That's according to Gregory MP Lachlan Miller, who's calling for action in next week's state budget. With the bottom line expecting a boost from coal royalties, he says the region needs its fair share in health, infrastructure and housing funding.
When they come out here, we need to be able to provide them accommodation. There are plenty of jobs here in the Central Highlands, but one of the biggest issues we face is that we can't house these people, so they don't take up the job.
To hear more of that one-to-one chat and the wish lists of other community leaders, favourite Central Queensland local news on Listener. Domestic and family violence rates continue to climb in Rockhampton and Gladstone. Not-for-profit Protect All Children's Today put out a call out for more court support volunteers. Our reporter Saskia Channing has more.
PACT's court support programs designed to empower local kids who are victims of and witnesses to crime by pairing them with an impartial volunteer to support them as they give evidence and go through court proceedings. Head to the organisation's webpage to apply or find out more information.
Over the past 12 months, there's been a staggering 492 DfV offences reported within Rockhampton and 164 in Gladstone. And aviation history will take flight in central Queensland when Australia's first commercial hydrogen-powered flight touches down in Gladstone. The only emissions from the flight will be water from the tailpipe, but we'll have to wait until 2026 to see it in the air. And also in aviation news, if you're taking a flight from Rockhampton Airport this morning, check your flight details as this morning's fog may cause some disruptions. Taking a look at local sport, Rockies basketballers play in front of a home crowd once again tonight, but they'll face some stiff opposition as they face third place Ipswich Force. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.